The structure that would divide a city, a country, and a world was erected in the early hours of August 13, 1961. Known as the Berlin Wall, it arose almost overnight, evolving to become an emblem of the Cold War and stark symbol of ideological divide. Its fall in 1989 was just as sudden and symbolic, marking the end of the Soviet Union and signifying a new era of world history. To appreciate the significance of the Berlin Wall, it is vital to understand the historical context of its inception. Following the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II, the victorious Allies split the nation into four occupation zones: American, British, French, and Soviet. Berlin, the capital, was similarly divided, even though it was entirely within the Soviet zone. For the next 15 years, Berlin was the focal point of the escalating tensions between the Communist East and the Democratic West. By the late 1950s, East Germany, under the control of the USSR, was struggling economically and politically. Dissatisfied with the Soviet model, hundreds of thousands of East Germans fled to the West through Berlin. Seeking to stop this brain drain, the East German regime, with Soviet approval, began construction of a wall on the boundary between East Berlin and West Berlin. The initial wall was little more than a wire fence. Within days, this was replaced by a sturdier, more permanent structure of concrete blocks topped with barbed wire. The construction of the Berlin Wall had a drastic impact, tearing apart families, separating friends, and turning the city into a literal and symbolic arena of Cold War division. For the following 28 years, the wall went through numerous transformations. The Fourth Generation Wall, also known as the Border Wall 75, was the final and most sophisticated version, completed in 1975. It was reinforced with concrete segments, topped with a smooth pipe to prevent attempts at scaling. In addition, it included electronic signal fences, watchtowers, and patrolled death strips designed to shoot any would-be escapers. The wall was more than just a physical barrier. It highlighted the stark contrast between the two competing ideologies of the period: the closed, controlled society of the East versus the open, democratic society of the West. It was a powerful propaganda tool, with both sides utilizing it to underscore their respective ideologies. On November 9, 1989, following weeks of civil unrest, an announcement made by East German officials led to a misunderstanding that the wall was open. In reality, travel restrictions were initially intended to be loosened, not entirely removed. However, the subsequent influx of people to the wall forced the East German hand, and the border was fully opened. Scenes of euphoria swept across Berlin as residents chipped away at the wall, a moment that famously became known as the fall of the Berlin Wall. The fall of the Berlin Wall signaled the end of the Cold War in a deeply palpable and public way. No longer a stage for entrenched ideological divides, Berlin quickly underwent a process of reunification, echoing the wider processes taking place across Europe and the globe. The Berlin Wall, once a symbol of division and conflict, came to represent unity and peace. Its history and evolution are intertwined with the broader narrative of the 20th century, serving as a vivid reminder of the excesses of ideology and the will of people to overcome barriers in their quest for freedom. Today, pieces of the wall exist in museums across the world, while in Berlin itself, its footprint is a powerful memorial and a testament to the tumultuous journey of a once divided city.